This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Harvest is completely underway down in Brazil. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
After some needed dryness in Brazil, rain has re-entered the forecast. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest conditions in South America.
Well, we had seen that Brazil was actually the bulk of Brazil was seeing some drying patterns that were much needed. They were getting a little bit too wet. Now, looking at the 1 to 5 day, the rains have ratcheted back up, so they are going to be on the wet side. That's what's slowing down some of their harvest and early planting for second crop corn. Looking at southern Brazil and Argentina, 1 to 5 day forecast does have them a little bit on the drier side, but going into the 10-day forecast, you start to see some of that rain come back in, and that'll be definitely welcomed as that's an area that has been hot and dry.
Harvest is officially underway in Brazil, which means that planters are also following close behind the combines.
Yeah, with the soybean harvest, they are a little bit behind. They're sitting at 4% complete. Five-year average put them at 7. Last year, they were rolling along at 9%. So, like I said, with some of those excessive rains, they are still running a little bit behind. On first one harvest, they're 10%. So that would put them 4% behind the five-year average, 5% behind last year, and where they're at on that planting for second crop is 6%. So that's about half of where they were at last year at this time, but it is still ahead of the five-year average. So nothing that you would necessarily push any panic buttons on yet, but it is something to keep an eye on.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.